Hey, yo. It's good to be here right now. What do you do when somebody or people stare at you in public? I'm surprised that I haven't spoken about this more officially on my podcast. In my mind, I felt like I'd done 3, 4, 5 different podcasts on this topic of people staring at you in public. I think what it is I've spoken about it on multiple podcasts, but I officially only have one podcast where I address the issue of people staring at you in public. But here we go. First of all, no need to hate on me. I'm going to speak very highly of myself, and you should speak very highly of yourself. This message is for people who it applies to. If it doesn't apply to you, if you don't feel like I'm talking about you or I'm referring to you in my description of who can take this advice and apply it, you can feel free to click off. God bless you. But this message is for people who are high value. This is for the chosen ones, handsome men, people who have leveled up, who looks maxed, people who have star quality, people who are stars, and I'm all of those things. One of the ways you know that you have that star quality and appeal, that you're a chosen one, that you're part of that handsome man club, is that you get a lot of looks and a lot of stares. People don't stare at things that they don't find attractive. So let's get that out the way. People don't stare at things that they find ugly or unattractive. They stare at things that they find beautiful, or in my case, your man listening to this, handsome. That being said, what do you do when you get stared at and it's unflattering? And by unflattering, I mean it's unwelcome. One of the misconceptions I think people who stare at us handsome men have is that we enjoy being stared at. My brother Sean Zachary, who has a great YouTube page where he talks about these and other topics pertaining to men, is that no matter how handsome you are, no matter how much you got your life together, no matter how well-dressed and well-groomed you are, no matter how confident you are, no person likes to be stared at. And to be honest, until I heard his podcast, until I heard his YouTube video on this topic, I really thought it was just me who felt insecure when people stared at me. Because I know for a fact that I'm a confident person. So being stared at should not affect my self-esteem or self-respect or confidence. But yet I found myself, especially in times past, feeling self-conscious, insecure when people would stare at me. And in his YouTube video, in his podcast, Sean talked about how when he's out and about, even when he's stared at, and he's a handsome guy, I mean, he's a 8.5 out of 10, maybe even 9 type of handsome. You know, he's part of the handsome man club. When he is stared at, he intimated that he feels self-conscious and it affects his self-esteem. And when he said that, it really felt good to know that there were other men out there who felt like I felt or felt like I feel when we are stared at, which, to be honest with you, is a violation of boundaries. It's, you know, to put it bluntly, it can be rude. At the very least, it's inconsiderate. Because the logic of people who stare at us handsome men is this. If they stare at us, if you're a handsome person, you looks maxed, you got your shit together, you're just very attractive. Their logic is, I'm admiring you, you should be happy I'm admiring you. Okay, I understand that. But here's what they fail to understand. We're all the same, relative to our level. Let me explain. If I'm an 8, a 9, or a 10 out of 10, so handsome again, and I get this from Austin Dunham. He mentioned that handsome men start at 7.5 and go above. And I agree with that. But for the sake of this argument, again, I'll say handsome starts at 7. If you're 7, 8, 9, or 10, and let's say if you're getting stared at by someone who is below your level, maybe they're 5, they're a normie or sub 5, maybe even a 4. In their eyes, they're giving you admiration. They're admiring you. So they don't see a problem with that. The problem is, it's unwanted. And if they put themselves in our shoes and in your shoes as a handsome man listening to this, is imagine that person who staring at you being a 5. Now imagine if a 2, you know, someone who's very unattractive, a 1, a 2 was staring at them. Now, would they like it? Or would they feel the same way I and you as a 7.5, a 7, 8, 9, or 10 feel? They'll feel uncomfortable. They'll feel maybe a sense of violation, right? It's the same thing. That's what they fail to understand, in my opinion. No one likes to be stared at. It is rude. It is inconsiderate. It's a violation of boundaries. You know, when I look at people, I'll admit I people watch. I mean, there's a lot out there I see, and there's a lot out there that I like. I try to be slick and I look and I like the look. But I also know the difference between catching a glance and staring. It's okay to look. You know, that can even be flattering, even if it's from someone who's below your level. So again, if I'm an 8, a 9, or a 10, and someone who's a 6, a 5, or 7, or whatever, if they look at me and kind of, you know, they like what they see, but then they kind of going about their business, nothing wrong with that. I mean, we all do that. But I have encountered people, especially at the gym, both male and female, who have, quite honestly, I call it harassment. You know, I call it optical harassment. I mean, they stare at me as if they think that that's going to put a spell on me, almost. It really makes me feel uncomfortable. I feel self-conscious. Again, we're all the same. No one likes to be stared at. Yes, I'm a handsome man. Yes, I know I'm good looking. Yes, I know all of this. But again, if they put themselves in my shoes and someone who was below their level was looking at them, they'd feel the same way I feel when I'm stared at. No one likes to be stared at. You shouldn't do it. Nothing wrong with people watching. Nothing wrong with looking. But when I get stared at, what I'll say an inordinate amount of time or an unnatural amount of time, it does make me feel uncomfortable. You know, there are times when I have kind of lost my cool or felt annoyed. And again, annoyance is the cousin of anger. I felt annoyed or even angry at people who have stared at me. And so I kind of, you know, because people know when you're staring at them, and people also know when you're sending them certain types of energy. So I kind of, in some cases, when I'm really annoyed by someone who just won't get the message of that I'm not interested, I'll kind of give them this like a side eye without really looking at them. And typically that's enough. Other times I'll entertain that person and give them a glance back, maybe a respectful nod, and going about my day. The problem, and it's always a risk, but this is what being human and being vulnerable and being open and having life's experience is all about. It does make you vulnerable when you decide to engage people who stare at you, especially if it's an ego trip. You know, if it's some street type of things going on there. You know, someone's trying to test your manhood. That's something different. You can kind of give them a nod and keep it moving. But whenever you make eye contact with someone who is staring at you, that's always a risk. You run the risk of A, them not returning energy and literally trying to steal your energy. Remember, peace, positive energy, it's like currency. It's like currency. It's wealth. And when you have an abundance of it, people want to have it. It's like, I'll give this analogy. It's like walking around with a clear book bag or a clear carrying case with $100,000 in it. That's valuable. That's crazy. People want that. They're going to do what they can to try to get it from you. Good and bad. It's the same with your positive energy, your smile, your peace. And if you're someone like me, who you're a handsome man, you're a light worker, you're a chosen one, I carry this self-possession about myself that I know people find attractive. I'm mesmerizing to people. And when you carry yourself the way I carry myself, you're going to attract all types of people. You're going to attract people who are curious. You're going to attract people who are attracted to you and your energy. But you're also going to attract negative people because they want what you have. It's like, again, a clear book bag with $100,000 in it. It's going to attract thieves. That's why you have to guard your energy with all your heart. Even the Bible says, for out of it flow the issues of life. In other words, you have to protect your energy because thieves are trying to take it. And if you allow thieves to steal your energy, that decreases how far you can expand and grow. So if I gave you one piece of advice, and if I were to give you one piece of advice on what to do when people stare at you, if it's a friendly kind of, you know, when you see something that you find attractive when you look, but then you kind of like, that looks good. You kind of, it's kind of a cute, sexy, attractive little moment between two people where maybe both of you are feeling each other. It's kind of a playful back and forth. There's no tension involved. When it's something like that, hey, go with it. Roll with it. Roll with the punches. But if you sense or you feel tension, as if it's unwanted attention, either coming from your direction or you find, you know, you're staring at someone, but you could tell that it's unwanted. And so now you feel that tension, that resistance, kind of stop doing that. Disengage. If you are receiving unwelcome and unwanted attention in that way, in the form of staring, I would say just ignore it. If you're out in the street and you feel that it's an ego test, like it's some, you know, I'm trying to harm you because I think I own this part of the street and I'm gonna stare you up and down. If you feel that your life is and your safety is in jeopardy or in danger, just kind of give people you don't even have to look them in the eye, just kind of look in their direction and just give them a nod and keep on moving. But if you're out and about, if you're like me at the gym, at the grocery store, walking down the street, and you're getting unwelcome attention, I would say just to ignore it. People will eventually get the message. I mean, unless they're just kind of a weirdo and they like being punished, they like being rejected. I don't know. Most people don't like being rejected, but some people don't get the message. But being stared at absolutely does affect your self-esteem, your self-regard. There's this weird lady at the gym, you know, this new gym I'm going to for right now. I don't know if I'm gonna stay there or not. I mean, I'm at a point now where I think I might just stop going to public gyms altogether. I'm a personal trainer. I can train myself at home. I have the equipment. I have a gym in my apartment building. So, you know, it's just good to get out and about. But there's this lady, you know, I used to go to this gym 3 years ago, and she's a janitor there. So I don't know, if I had to guess her age, she's probably in her 50s, 60s, maybe. She looks like she's my mother's age, my mother's age, around there. And if she's not that old, she looks that old. She wears this Dora the Explorer looking wig. She's out of shape. And I noticed 3 years ago, this lady would just stare at me. as dusty as that gym is, she should be cleaning it. But I guess she has time to stare at people. Would stare at me, it would make me feel uncomfortable. But you know, I had to protect myself, because some people, they about some juju. But the Bible tells me that no weapon formed against me will ever prosper. I'm covered by the blood of Jesus. So whatever kind of witchcraft or juju she's trying to put on me, we bind and rebuke and we break in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. But fast forward to today, you know, this past couple of weeks, I decided to kind of rejoin that gym. So 3 years later, this lady's still there, still a janitor, still doing the same dumb shit, staring at me like she's trying to put some juju on me. Like, what the fuck are you looking at? It's like, get the fucking message. I don't know what her issue is. You know, like I said, she looks like she could be my mother's age. I'm clearly out of her league. I'm a young man. Even as a 46-year-old man, I'm a young man. I look young. She looks like somebody I wouldn't even talk to if I were desperate. And I'm not. I can pull a 20-year-old. So why the fuck would I want someone who looks like you? Yeah. Auntie face, pamper, wearing Dora the Explorer wig, having bitch. Like, what the fuck are you looking at? I mean, that's how I feel. But it's like, at what point does a person just get tired of being ignored? And usually when I get to the gym, she's either about to leave. I guess she works the early morning shift, because I used to get there around 11, 12-ish. And she's there for maybe 20, 30 minutes, and then she kind of leaves out. But everyone knows when someone's looking at them. Even if you're not looking at that person who's staring at you, you can feel the energy. So this lady is forever staring at me. If she finds me attractive, that's fine. That's cool. You know, auntie. But that's kind of weird, because you're like auntie. You're like my mother's age. Move the fuck on. Find somebody in your age range. Punch in your league. And even if she was my age, even if she was 40 or 30 or 20 or whatever, I wouldn't be attracted to a auntie face, Dora the Explorer wig wearing, diaper booty looking bitch. Get the fuck out of here. And my strategy with dealing with this lady is I just straight up ignore her. But going back 3 years, like 3 years, this bitch has been either obsessed with me. It's actually kind of creepy, to be quite honest with you. I don't find it flattering. Because again, if somebody was beneath her level, now this bitch is pretty ugly. So beneath her level would be a one, two. If some man was staring at her, then this bitch would be uncomfortable. So, the silver lining is, if you are being stared at for any reason, by male or female, what it means ultimately is that you have star quality. So that's the silver lining. Even if the person is creepy, even if it's an auntie face bitch like the lady who has been staring at me at this gym, but what it means is that you are a star. Never dim your shine. So in conclusion, I will say, if your life is in jeopardy, if people are trying to engage you in a pissing contest, an ego contest out in the street, you may want to just give them a respectful nod just to let them know that you see them and you're not going to play games with them. But if the attention is wanted, I say, see where it goes. You can have a playful back and forth. That could be cute. That could be sexy. That could be attractive, especially if both of you are feeling each other like that. I mean, I've engaged in that with certain guys before, even females before. And it's cute, you know? I mean, you feel good afterwards. Both of y'all are kind of feeling each other. And you may even spark up a conversation. Maybe make a new friend. You know, get a number. Go out on a date. If the attention is unwelcome, like that auntie face bitch at the gym that I go to now, if it's unwelcome, you should ignore them. That's the worst and the best thing you could do to someone, is to ignore them. They'll get the message. No one likes to be ignored. And that hurts more than anything that you could ever say to them. You know, you could, and I thought about this. I thought about, well, let me confront them. And that never works. Because if you confront someone who is staring at you, all they're going to do, and I've done that before too, by the way. I have confronted people who, over the course of 2 weeks, have done that. Like they're burning a hole in the side of my head. And so one day I finally addressed them. Oh, is there a reason why you keep staring at me? Oh, what are you talking about? I don't even know you. Yeah, okay. Here comes the gaslighting. Here comes the bullshit. So I would say just ignore them. Clearly they ain't got nothing better to do. And you're the star. All right. I'm out. Be blessed.